Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Beautiful song there, hey? Yeah, that is Xoli Mncwango. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let's hear you call. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say about this. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami. Sabona ngeke nkosi mfowethu.
And we no Pastor Hatebe, no Pastor Chablan Dominique.
How's it?
Brother Ray, Sibone Bafoy Tabanini, Abasonta, Abasirias, Abatiba Innocent, Sabona Futi Napa, Mulapo, Inca, Noni Kala, Gubang, Bangaswanjan, with Abatiba Innocent.
Hey, my dad.
Yeah. My brother, Sapi Lagulam Shaba. Isitha sathane esazingela thina esithi we are innocent. Masihlale ngokukhuleka and put on the full armor of God. Masazi ukuthi apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing, my brother. Let's choose to abide in Christ, my brother. And walking in the light is our only road to true fellowshipping with God and man. Into ebalulekile kakhulu obedience balali. Sazi futhi ukuthi doing the will of God is being innocent balali.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being innocent ukuphakamisa uJesu Kristu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wethu. Because sibona abantu baphakamisa abaprofeti babo bengaphakamisa uJesu Kristu. Ukuthi iphakamise iNkosi yethu thina sehle balali.
Ngempela.
Yeah. Emphakamise kulelizwe lejabuliswa ngumnyama. Jesu makaphakame thina sehle. And ulento brother Ray ukulwa nokubanga nokuxabana makungatholakali phakathi kwami kwebandla lika Jesus Christ. That is being innocent. Sazi ukuthi asikwazi ukulwisana sodwa brother Ray.
Yeah.
Siyeke isitha sethu.
Yes.
David and Satan.
Yes.
Because our struggle is not against flesh and blood, my brother. But against the rulers of this darkness, the devil and his demons. God be the glory.
All the time. God bless you, my friend. God bless you abundantly.
God bless you too, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Innocence before the Lord. What does it mean? What does it mean to be innocent as a child of God? If you put across the very aspect that you are the child of the living Father, our heavenly Abba Father, what does it mean to be innocent before Him? Or as a believer, what does innocence mean to you? You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We are talking about the very aspect of being innocent before the Lord. Others can talk about spiritual purity or holiness. They can touch also on that. I am looking into the very aspect of the implications of our innocence. If we talk of our innocence, what do we mean? What is it all about? Psalm 19 verse 13, Sipo, I'm bringing this to you. It says, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of transgression, of a great transgression. It is when we keep back from presumptuous sins. Ish. When we keep back from presumptuous, to presume has a lot to do with to invoke, to bring and pull a thought and put a supposed implication on it. In other words, to bring instead of a truth, to bring a probability, and to actually bring across an inference that would give a leeway to some sort of wrong and say, by the way, God says nothing about it. Okay, I'm drinking wine. God says nothing about it. I've heard many people saying that, and I can show you thousands of verses. And someone says, God says, there is nowhere in the word where God says, ngeke uphuze. Yabona? Ayibeke njalo. And bese uyaphuza. You know, you are basing every action that you do upon a presumption. In other words, it's a bit of a guesswork, worse than trial and error. And that is what we see much of the times. And innocence means we are also free from that.
Yeah.
That kind of inference, we have backed off from it. It is no longer part of us.
Mm.
Eish. Nazoke Sipho.
Wow, you remind me from this awful David ethic creating a clean heart.
Yes.
In other words, the state of being innocent, because innocency, yeah, it does not come just automatically. It should be created by God through His word. Remember, His word is a commanding. I mean, it's a word when He speaks it, He commands and He do it. So, in other words, innocence is brought by God in us. Mm. All way to is to keep that blameless state in our heart by avoiding sin at all costs. In other words, we don't subscribe to any falsehood, all these things that makes our heart dirty before God.
Hey, not that.
Yeah.
I hear you. Uti, you know, I'm reminding you of a song, Eti Creating Me.
It's in heart and in your heart.
Hey, ngiyafuna ukuyazi leyo ngoma ngoba hayi mina ngizayikhumbula. It created me. Mhlawumbe ungangiculela Sipho yabona bese hey madoda. Yeah, no. Hayi mara kuzalunga ngeni lang. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8691. I'm talking to Sipho Paulus and Jabulani Dominic. What does it mean to be innocent before the Lord? What does innocence before the Lord really implies? Today, can we say without a doubt that we dwell in the innocence before the Lord? Are we finding ourselves there? 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Send also your voice notes there. I am keen to hear from you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
The song that Sipho likes, it's a beautiful one. Yeah. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Talk to us. What does being innocent before the Lord mean? And what does innocence before the Lord imply? What about your innocence? What do you understand about it? If you say you are innocent before God, what do you mean?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Kuku, dumela tle.
Eh, tsala tami sa mo studio, kuku ga right o tle o na le FIFA man.
Hai kuku man, fola ka le bitsela Jesu Kriste man.
Oh yeah, thank you Lord. Thank you Jesus.
Le nwe ginger kuku man, ntse o fisha hola. Le nwe di spring man, di kube fever man.
Hey,
I can tell you that you can tell us. Yeah, you can tell us.
Ai ke go tsia ka nete. Ai ke a le kwa mo baruti baka.
Yeah.
Go sepela pele ga modimo o hloka bosoti bya le ka Abraham.
Hey.
Abraham mo modimo a kila ke re ya gore o hloka bosoti ga sepela go yena. Abraham a kila re ga si shavela tsa a tlogile mo mthomo yo mokgetho mo tlosang ntse modimo a mthofa a mthosa a mthosa le fasela la bagabo. O itse ga fitlha mo a kry-a gore banna ba mo ga ba right-e. A re mosadi wa ka dula o tseba gore ke kgopela gore o be kgaitsedi yaka. Mara ka pelong gona a tseba gore ke direla modimo phoso. Ka nnete mo yo mokgetho o balete ba raibe eo ke mosanko wa modimo. Wa tseba go tlhoka bosodi ka nnete letsako mola go Jacobs wa bolela mola go wane gore tshwanetse gore ga re sepela. O sepele ka kolobetse yo kileng wa e kolobetsa gobane barute ba rena ga ba re kolobetsa re tsena gare ga metsi ba re fa molao.
Ei
ba tsalwane nyane bulisa mina family e ka Radio Pulpit ni thanda nonke.
Ah.
Ugogo na inhliziyweni the way amthanda uNkulunkulu. Ngithola nokuthi uNkulunkulu angisize noma ngesinye isikhathi ngikhiphe igama mara kota mangikhumbula ke sikutlwane saka ke re modimo ntshware lentsilela ke lentshitseng. Hale right.
Yeah,
uNkulunkulu ka second chance ka 5 seconds a kila a tshwarela mosinyela ko kopetile na swapanong a mo tshwarela re tla ba le na paradiseng ga re te po ga re te po tsa gore mo mo rena ke so re tse di bitsa bo ntse di a di bitsa batho mo tsa lefatshe ka nnete re tshwantse gore re mo kgopela gore re kgotlele le tumelong ya gagwe a o tshogana 14:21 ire lo a tsinini yalo yamo uyo lang thanda ino ba bo zam thanda e dilile
batna
lang yan thumileng
yeah
nete nete le ke ana gana mangolo a kwa a jutse mo pelong ya ka o kre gore ga ka nna gana ke nna gana le ngolo la tsho gana tre mola go noko tima a kile a re a le ntona ya tshaba ile ma ile u boss ya masotsa ka re boss ya masotsa mara ba itse ga ba sokolo ga noko tima kwa nyonyo be ebusuku waya ku Jesu wathi manje ngicela nokuthi ungitshele nokuthi ngaphenduka kanjani ngoba inini ngokuphikisile ngathi ngisaphindela kanjani isifini saka mama wami. Hayi wabona mo uhloboshetha usepute kwa gore le ge nama yi wonala mara modimo ntshwarele gore ke tlhoke bosoki pele ga gago ke sepele ke tshaba wene fela a se msabeni e re 23 dipisa lo mola go 23 e re le ga ke sepela morithi wa molapo wa lego ga ke tshabe selo yana o gona. Ya ga ke tshabe next wa bona ga ke bolela ka kolobetse ke bolela le ka Ezekiel 36:25 ke thwa a kila tsa metsa tsikileng a ba fukela ka gona gore ba tshila pele ya letlapa itse go be pele ya nama ga ke bolela ka yona kolobetse ke bolela ka kolobetse ye nna kileng ka kolobetsa ka yona mona go act to him and mo go di o itse yantu 8 Verse 8, chapter 8, how about 28? Here, Munayaki Larhat, Mahufetu, Hakorkinia, Korkasoko Soji, go bantse ya Jerusalem ya aya aya kereke marasa kushishi ei ar tsoke go tsoke re bele sibe nembesa inembe nembesa go re tiona e go tsoksa gore o ba le letswana modimo o loise le ga o ka roga motho le ga o ka khopisa motho mara o tsiba gore modimo ntlokise letswana ka ke tsoke bo tsoke pele go wene amen ba tsalwana
sure amen go
koma ke ba ruti ba ka ofela le muruti Paulo se ka moke le Jablan Dominic ke le rata ka le la ba kuranta le ratwa kere
eh ya ko
RD ay u ya bona nkulukulu man one bag and net le 3 months nyo hamba ni kokotela mani nge se kugogo nyo hamba ni kokotela
rena ne re boloka rena mabane le last week ne ke boloka rakhadi beke e mabane ne ke boloka mani ei kokumana. Yeah,
ha o ka tsamile go le go founela o tirike le phone e tsaka ba ka tsena go founela totoba.
Eh ha wa rena ne le taba ya leso go koman.
Eh le na ra khadiwa go ba boloka ka mo Davidson le mongwa mo mateli go fa tempisa le na mogadi ba ga mogatsa ra wanaka.
Ba
go fetse ka le tsatsi le le 1.
Yeah.
Ya manta ga e mara wa tswana go ke le khotsa man rate wa tsa go muruti wa ka ne. Here, Mona Kumika, 2:10. Here, Nano, Yaman, Sipilene, Falachila Fala. Would you have a robot Takana Kuanovia, and over Robert Takana Kuya, right? The Kahuban, you could be sad, who met your 24:6. It is local sets of Kalan, Lamalu, Tabonk, and Leslie's one eye.
Oh,
Kumuku says, and those are Fisa Nobutu, Tikuven, Sile. I can't be sent to me long, can Nepe Mudimoyena, Rasova, Sora, Velahar Tokofala. Amen.
Go, amen, amen, can Nepe Coco. Right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. And we are talking about what does it mean to be innocent before God. What is your spiritual innocence even all about? Here's another one. This is from Christine Pinar. And Christine says, thank you for the discussion, Pastor Ray. I think innocence has to do with being clean and pure. And Jesus says in John 15, verse 3, to his disciples that they are cleansed by the word he spoke to them. So I agree. By being an ongoing disciple of the word helps us to stay pure and innocent. Christine, you have hit it on the spot. This is how it should go about. This is what it should be. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. And then, of course, let me bring this also to you, Jabu. And when we speak about innocence also there, right, in Psalms 26, verse 6, says, I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, being washed clean by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Because when you start talking about the altar, it's a place of offering. Being washed clean by the blood of the Lamb of God. That is innocence. Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, and we are only washed, you know, by the blood of the Lamb. There is nothing of our own that we can really claim that it's worthy to really wash us. But the blood of Jesus only was found to be worthy enough to wash our sins. So indeed, we are innocent because of the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And this is even giving us like a clear conscience that we can approach, you know, like the altar of God, like the presence of God. We can go to God and be where he is because of this innocence that we have been given by the blood of Jesus. So we really thank God for his son. That is why there is no way that we will ever, like, claim to be innocent with outside Christ. Like, you know, like religion is so bad that people will claim to be innocent. Meanwhile, you know, like because of keeping laws, rules and regulations or living in a manner, you know, that according to them, you know, like it's good. But it's only by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are innocent. We are spotless. We are without blemishes before God.
Yeah, yeah. Now, another aspect also there is the very fact of being washed and continuously being washed. Because His word is eternal. The flow of his blood continues to speak great things. This also implies that the blood washes us throughout. Once and for all is also throughout. What do you say on that, Jabu? Once and for all is throughout.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Once and for all. You know, like that to me, like implies that, like for us to continue being like innocent, it's for us to remain in Christ as he remains in us. So if we move away from him, still we will be guilty. You know, like it means that like because asena meli, asena kazi that is covering us. So, but when we remain, we, as in the book of John says, we are to abide in him.
Yeah.
That will keep us being cleansed, you know, continually so.
Yeah.
It will keep us, you know, being washed and being purified continually. So it means that there will never be a door or room for the devil to accuse us and find any spot or any blame or guilt. Because we are remaining in him and we are continually washed by his blood.
Absolutely. That should be the case. Now, I want to bring this over to you, Sipho. When it says also in Ezekiel 18, verses 6, if he has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted up his eyes to idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, nor approached a woman during her impurity, someone who is not sexually immoral, someone who is not sexually immoral, you know, also speaks about innocence before the Lord. Someone who is not immoral in any way, not only sexually, but otherwise and otherwise, even the devisings of his heart. Sipho.
That's very true, and indeed, it's God's word that commands us to be clean in all aspects of our life. The manner in which we interact with people, it should always glorify Christ. In other words, it should always prove the innocency to people that you are in God. Remember, when people, they can trust you, like, for example, when you're a minister, so they can trust you as a minister of the word. You won't have any negative and dirty thoughts concerning them. Those things, they create from this is where by which an innocent person can be existing in this planet Earth. In our days, it's so sad, which even us as ministers of the word, few people they can entrust us with even their children, with any ministry that can be also be laid to those people that have abandoned it. Others are seen by innocent, even the part of being laying people, which are people, some of them, others they lay hands, they are shy. And you cannot lay Muntu's father on a private party, San Basaki, and say, you are praying for the healing. That thing, it proves the innocence of the gospel that we're preaching. When we see some of us being a scandal that shocks the world, that they don't normally expect it from us, but Israel, but you find it within us. Those things, they disappoint God because they don't prove the innocence of him in Christ. In other words, short and fundamental from this, we need to be in good standing, Les Kankungo, and having the good character that can prove to the world that we are innocent before God through his word, through the sanctification of our mind and the all the way. Purity sexually. When they see abandoned father, they've got all those negativity. When they see young boys sizo makanda ngawo. All those things does not prove ukuthi uNkulunkulu angasenda sibo innocent. Whereas innocent, it comes whereby we have become disciples of Jesus. We're being disciplined because long about discipline, you that takes away the innocence. Evela ngezikaNkulunkulu. Uma abantu sebenza mfundo bethi uma kunje better abafundisi kids ngobani, because they no longer see this innocence ukuthi be pure before God in the manner in which we interact with people.
Hey, yeah, we're still taking your calls, and you can also send us WhatsApps. Let's hear from you as to what you say. Stephanie, thank you for the WhatsApp. Stephanie says, my soul has rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He's my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalm 62, verses 1 to verse 2. Thank you for sending that. We really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. And send us more WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699, the number to dial. And 012-334-1322, also the number to dial. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. And let's hear as to what you say with regards to it. Much of the times, we find ourselves becoming people who really... challenged by the very aspect of the meaning, you know, the meaning of what it implies, you know, what it implies to be a person that is innocent. We really need to know, and we will speak with regards to it. Right. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Being innocent means that one has done no wrong before the Lord. No wrong before the Lord. When once you were cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, when you repented and you started to live a holy life, and God makes you right, then you have done no wrong. What comes to mind, Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, also this is another good example of, you know, like being innocent, where like you've been condemned. Like Daniel, he was condemned, but you know, because he was wrongfully condemned, he didn't do anything wrong. That is why the Lord, you know, worked miraculously. He even made nature to respect Daniel. You know, the lions were not able to harm him because of the innocence of God, the righteousness of God, you know, like the favor of God, the protection of God. So that is how also, you know, God has really declared us innocent, okay, innocent against all the accusations of the devil, you know. But we find ourselves protected, we find ourselves saved because of, you know, like God's innocence. He has really, you know, as I was checking also just then, Lord of God, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, which says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that he might become the righteousness of God in him. So Christ became sin, even though he never knew sin, even though he was innocent, perfect, holy, but, you know, he became sin on our behalf, so that he became the righteousness of God in him. So we are not righteous because of, you know, we've never known sin. We have known sin, but Christ never knew sin.
Yeah.
But God made him sin on our behalf, so that we can be called the righteousness of God. That is the God's innocence that is achieved in Christ. That uNkulunkulu ubeka uKristu esikhundleni sethu ukuthi abe yisono, ukuze thina sibizwe ngokulunga kwakhe. That's the only thing that you can really. That's the only way that you can experience the innocence of God by Christ. You know, so even if you are there, maybe feeling guilty, feeling condemned, the devil is saying that, and you know those things you've done. Accept Christ, you know, because He's already been made sin for you, so that you can be the righteousness of God in Him.
Absolutely, we are taking your calls 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. With regards to this, we are touching on the very aspect and issue of innocence. What does it mean? How do we stay innocent before the Lord? What does it mean? and how do we stay innocent before the Lord? And what does the word of the Lord say with regards to innocence? I need to hear from you. Tell us. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. And usitsheleke sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi uthini ke ngalolo daba. Right. And of course, you can also send us some voice notes. It's 082-657-2729, and also your voice notes there. I will read them. And besiyasitshela ukuthi, according to you, what does it mean? According to you, what does it imply? And sizwe ukuthi uthini. I want to play a song that says Dumisa, Dunisa, which means bless the Lord, honor him, praise him. Mutumishe, yabona, mutumise. I want to play a song that relates to that, because much of the times also, when we are innocent, our lives also glorify him at all times. It's a Sunday. We need a sound like this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Songs of Life.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's a Sunday feel, man. Dunisa, Mabongi Mabase. Great song indeed then, of course. As we were saying to her, you know, you keep this beat, man, and get things going. Stop singing those other traditionals. Let those who sing them, sing them. And you just excel in this, your lane. And she did, didn't she? Right. Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And then, of course, also, please, give us a shout also on 012-333-8699. If you can't get through on the 012-334-1322, you can use the alternative. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout there, send your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. Innocence before the Lord, or innocence as a child of God. What does it mean? As the child of Abba Yehuah. What does it mean to be innocent? Something to look into there. Of course, talking to Jablan Dominic and also to Sipopoulos in Standerton. Yeah, putwam pete kahle lapho. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Bulis.
Niyaphila ncike inkosi.
Siyaphila njani ngaphe Brongor kodwa mara.
Kungumusa ukuzwa izwi lakho ncike inkosi.
Asibonge.
Usakhuluma ngeindaba zombuso.
Hey madoda.
Hayi wakulelizwe. Ncike inkosi, isihloko sihle kakhulu ncike inkosi. UKristu kunezinto ezinhlanu asinikeze zona.
Mm.
Wase usinikeza nesiqiniseko ukuthi uma sizenza lezo zinto lezo.
Yeah.
Uthi siseduzane nokubona ubuso bukaNkulunkulu.
Ngiyakuzwa mntana Nkosi.
Imiyalo yayishumi.
Mm.
UJesu wayifinqa yaba mihlanu.
Hey madoda.
Kodwa yabakhulu kakhulu le mihlanu.
Ngiyakuzwa.
And yiyo le uKristu athi uma nenza le mihlanu uthi ngiqinisile nizobona ubuso bukaNkulunkulu.
Yeah man.
Uthi nimthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yenu yonke.
Mm.
Nimthande ngengqondo yenu yonke.
Yeah.
Nimthande ngamandla enu wonke.
Mhm.
Thanda umakhelwane njengoba uzithanda.
Yes.
Ngoba nawe wakuthanda ungathandeki kodwa wakuthanda.
Yeah.
Uthi umyalo omkhulu kudlula yonke imiyalo ukuthi uthande umakhelo nakho njengoba uthanda.
Mm-hmm.
Now leso isiqiniseke kuKristu uthi uKristu uma nigcina le miyalo emihlanu uthi ngiqinisile ngizobona ubuso kwaNkulunkulu.
Mm-hmm.
Yaba likhulu kakhulu ncike inkosi kwangangokuthi abafundi bakhe bathi kusho ukuthi akusilula ukuthi ungene ezulwini.
Hey madodana.
Kodwa uJesu wa he gave them a road map ukuthi uma namba ngalendlela linginikeza yona. And uKristo wabusho lokungamabomo ngceke enkosi because uyindlela eya kuNkulunkulu, so he knew ukuthi kumele bahambe kulendlela ayiyo yena uKristo.
Yeah.
Imiqondo yabo kumele kube umqondo kaKristo. Njengoba iBhayibheli ithi masiguqule ingqondo zenu zifanise nakaKristo.
Ngempela.
And okwesibili makathi inhliziyo zenu, nimthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo zenu zonke. Uyazi uKristo ukuthi umonakala omkhulu uhleli lapha enhlizweni. And kula uNkulunkulu afuna ukuhlala khona naye. Kusho ukuthi inhliziyo iyabangwa ngoba isitha sifuna ukutshala enhlizweni noNkulunkulu ufuna ukutshala i-altar lakhe naye.
Ngempela, ngempela.
So what ithanda umakhelwane wakho njengoba usithanda? Into enkulu ke leyo eyingozi kakhulu leyo ncike inkosi ehlula ngisho abantu.
Hey madodana.
Uthi Jesu umyalo omkhulu kunayo yonke leyo. Thanda umakhelwane wakho njengoba uzithanda wena. And abantu abaningi ngathi bayaphansha uma bafika lapho ncike ngoba kwesikhathi abanye baze bakhumbule nensindiso athi yabona uma kufika kula ngamane email insindiso.
Angithi manje kufuneka le ministry le yokuthi uhambe emphakathini. Ubheke ukuthi phela abangase emphakathini wangakini estradini sangakini bayaphila na, ubanake kakhulukazi kube inkathi bathandi njengoba uyithanda. Hey madodana,
njengoba uzithanda ncike.
Kuzwa kahle, kuzwa.
Yebo. Manje ncike i problem amabandla kugqwele phakathi kwamabandla isystem yamasonto
nayo ke
not the system kaNkulunkulu
nayo ke inkinga.
Umoya ngcwele noma ufuna ukumana ufirst izinto ubanjwa ukuthi uyacinywa, kanti uJesu siyalile ukuthi ningamcinga umoya ngcwele futhi ningamdumaza. Simlimaza left and right umoya ngcwele noma ufuna ukusebenza because kukhona le program emiswe yasesontweni. Sasuka ku program kaNkulunkulu samise yethi program.
Kana
nazi ukuthi siyibandle liyakuphi lelo.
Eh.
Eh manje izinto lezo ekumele ukuthi bandla livuke ebuthongweni. And mina ncebo yenkosi nabo bonke labantu abahamba balalela labafundisi bamanga. uNkulunkulu usiqwayisile ngapho.
Yeah.
Kodwa waphinde wathi uNkulunkulu abantu bami bathanda ukufa kunophila.
Hey.
Abantu bazikhethela ncebo. Wathi futhi bathanda isiqalekiso kunesibusiso. So i choice yabantu ncike, akunamuntu obophelela umuntu ukuthi akhonzele lezo zinto. Kodwa yeah. Ngisasho namanje ncike ngithi uNkulunkulu zonke izizwe zisemhlabeni ziyakhuleka.
Yeah.
But uNkulunkulu usaqhubeka ukuthi ngifuna isizwe esibizwa ngegama lami. Kanti lezi zinye izizwe nalamasonto akhuleka kuba ncike.
Hey madodana.
Uma uNkulunkulu azothi ngifuna isizwe oyibandla elibizwa ngegama lami, lamabandla khona kanti akhonza muphi uNkulunkulu? uNkulunkulu akhuluma kanje ncike. uNkulunkulu asize ncike enkosi. Ngiyabonga ncike enkosi ukuthi usaphila kugcina uNkulunkulu akulonde embusweni wakhe ngoba wenza umsebenzi omkhulu noma ongeke ubone wena kodwa kunomsebenzi omkhulu owenzayo empilweni zabantu. uNkulunkulu agcwalise njalo akulondoloze for umbuso wakhe. Ngiyabonga ncike enkosi.
Hallelujah ncike enkosi. God bless you sir.
Thank you sir.
Awuzeke. Kuku.
Paruti baka, kena le verse mo.
Tabela.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Iri, bale soko nono, keba pelut sekehi, hobane bona batho bona mudimo. 9. Bale soko nono, keba jira kutu, hobane bona batla vichwa bana ba mudimo. Kan nete, verse ya hake ibala, ke hupula ifa pocha batho ba bangata, batho ba shumaela gona mo go Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 mo ire go Jesu a Jesu a itsego go 17 ire go ga ka tla go fokotsa melao ya ba profeta go le moruta go botse gore wa kwa Jesu re ga tla go fokotsa titirele dialo phahle ye ya re ba leng ga botse Bible ba tsalwane o Jesu a tsang a vumela motho tha a yenze o tswala go ba le gore tsoma ka go fela re finyelela pholosong ya gagwe re tsebe gore modimo ke yena a rweletseng ke bitsa rena wa pelu tshekegi ke yena go me hloka go e boa pelu tshekegi ke yena tlo go bona mmusi wa magodimo ka nnete letswalo ga le tlile pelong ya rena gore re kile ra repenta ra dumela morena Jesu gore ke yena mpholosi wa rena wa ke yena re khotseng sefafano.
Amen
baruti ba.
Amen go kore a lebo hatlhe
modimo le sona fatse baruti ba ka le radio pulpit. Amen.
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course we touching the aspect of what does it mean to be innocent before the Lord, and what does it imply? Hello there. Hi. I am Manana.
Ninjani mara na.
Ipfukile ikonwe na manana oyo oyo.
Oyo oyo na bafundi vo kadeve na vo pastor Jabulani matiwa mile ntirendo kulu.
Hallelujah. Ikhansa skwembu intiro lomkulu.
Hallelujah bashuku kubula kana yemi akunye ntirendo kulu. Matiwa mina loko me khami vula vula ntsake se hi ku hunile ku dondeni.
Yeah.
Kuri. Ntsakwa hi swivutiso. How do we live?
Hey.
What does it mean, catch kwembu?
Yes, Mama. Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. All right. And let's see. Okay. Time has sent a WhatsApp. And it says, good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Jabu and Brother Sipo. Innocence before God, in my view, Romans chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Again, we must use 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. Regards, this is from Mpo. Koval Mpo, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. All right. Ntlalazishova. Nangu Ntlalazishova. And he says, Ngekamalgache sanbonan bafundisi, John 14:24. But anyone who doesn't love me won't obey me. What they have heard me say doesn't really come from me, but from the Father who sent me. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who keeps us innocent. And the word says we must not grieve him. In those days, they had to hear the Son. But in these days, we must hear the Holy Spirit, whom is sent to teach us and show us the right way if we go astray, whether left or right. He reminds us of the word of God, that when we hide the word in our hearts, if really it's hidden so that we do not sin against God, to be innocent is to obey the Holy Spirit, who wants to keep us holy as our Father is. Jesus was sent now. The Holy Spirit is sent. And we must hear him in churches to remain innocent before the Father. Whatever he says, he hears from the Father and passes it on to us. Ntlalazishova says that. Okay, here's another one. Isn't Ntlalazishova again? And says, I think Ntlalazishova kukhona le ayibhale ngama capital letter, but uRay ukhohlwa ama specs akhe, akakwazi ukufunda ama computer namhlanje. Ay, wabona ukuthi nokungqono ngiyibhale nge capital letter. Uyabona. But he says, because ishintshile futhi nale kokunye. Okay. Living a holy life, aided by the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus. He says, to be innocent is to hide the word in our hearts, and when we obey the Spirit of God, who always speaks what God says, making us to keep his word in action. Living a holy life, aided by the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus. Ntlalazishova usho njalo. It's a Sunday feel. Before we close, Yeah. Andy saw in the background.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Addis are there. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, my reality. That is what she says. Okay, let me give you a minute each just to conclude, to come to the concluding remark, you know. Daniel 6:22, my God sent his angel. Do you remember? We spoke about it, having done no wrong before you. Hosea 8, verse 5, your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? There is a cry that we attain to the innocence of God. There is a cry that we attain to the innocence of God. And John 19, verses 6, therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, you have him, you take him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Revelations 14, verse 5, and in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. We must be without fault before the throne of God. We must be without fault also when we are being scrutinized. It is very important. What's your take? Jabu, 1 minute.
Yes, indeed. You know, God has really taught us such a wonderful subject about being innocent. So let us also understand that it is only him who can call, who can make us to be innocent. Our actions can never, you know, like approve us of innocence, but only God because of Christ. You know, in the book of Matthew 10:16, the Word of God says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. We are sent out to preach the gospel, you know, in a corrupt world. Let us be careful that this world also do not corrupt us. You know, let us, as we preach the gospel also, we've been given this innocence by God, you know, to keep us, to protect us, and approve us, you know, that we are indeed sent out by him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sipo!
Job 1, verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, number one, and upright, that's number two, and one who feared God with reverence and abstained from and turned away from the evil because he honored God. I love it, the message version. Job was, a man of his word who was honest in and out. So a matter of being innocent is for somebody to be innocent inside and outside.
Yeah.
So let us go, come to Christ and make us holy before God through his blood.
Absolutely. Nkosi.
Ngiyabona isikhathi esambile nceku. Nkosi, masifunda lapha ku Proverbs 31.
Yeah.
Ngendaba i-advise to kings, which we are kings. Uthi uNkulunkulu lapha ku verse 6, alcohol is for people who are dying.
For those who are in a misery, let them drink and forget their poverty and unhappiness. Now, Nebu, this is a warning. Ayikho iva yeselithi uNkulunkulu kumele siphuze utshwala abantu nje abashumayela umsangano labo. Okwesibili, nginike inkosi, these people, when they are drunk, they speak in tongues which nobody can interpret. Ama-tongues angazi wamuphi umbuso lawo ma-tongues lawo. So we don't want to fall to that drunkenness. Sikhulume ama-language esingawa-understand, but anombuso wawo lawo ma-language lawo. So abantu bangamislead abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Alcohol, it's not allowed ethempelini lendlu kaNkulunkulu okuyimizimba yethu. Ngiyabonga ncike Nkosi.
God bless you, mfundisi wami. God bless you so much. Awuzeke ubaba Mahlangu lapha in Prongo Spray. Thank you so much. And then, of course, next week, we are talking about conviction of sin. I've already sent it to you, Sipho. And I've already sent it to you, Jablan. The topic, conviction of sin. That is happening next week. We are touching base on it. And thank you so much to both of you. Sipho, asibonge puti.
To God be the glory from this. May God impact your life in all aspects of your life and make you a head, not a tail. And make you being strong and being faithful all time, inside and outside, being holy and honest in Jesus' name.
Aw, ngiyabonga. Aw, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami, man, ngiyabonga. Hey, sekuyisikhashana phela ngizwe futhi umkhuleko lapha kaHlangu. Umntana enkosi athi hayi uNkulunkulu akusize abe nawe umsebenzi omuhle uNkulunkulu awenzayo. Simnikeza udumo kuko konke. We give him all the glory, the majesty, amen, and the honor. Jabu, thank you so much.
Amen. Udumo lonke kuJehova. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi asifundise namhlanje ebusuku. UNkulunkulu akubusise, my friend, and keep you also with the family there, and also mfowethu Sipho nomndeni wonke, nabalaleli bonke. UNkulunkulu makasigcina, silondoloze, asibusise ngegama likaJesu Kristu.
In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the King of Kings, amen, and the Lord of Lords, may he sanctify you too, Sipho. La payana nokoti kanye nabantwana abezukulu batshele phela ukuthi banobaba omkhulu njengoba baphila nobaba omncanyana kukhona ubaba omkhulu yabona baba omncanyana and then hey Jabu, my friend, God bless you, man. Hey
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
You know, may the Lord give us seven times more of that which the devil stole.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All of us, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Thank you so much, and good night to both of you.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And then, of course, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yahusha HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. By his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for praying for us. Shalom.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.